Hello, I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire, or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com. With me in the studio today is Reviews editor Rebecca Franks to chat about the January issue's recording of the month, a 3-CD Sony recording of three sets of piano variations, the Goldberg Variations by J.S. Bach, the Diabelli Variations by Beethoven, and The People United Will Never Be Defeated by US composer Rzhevsky. And the pianist on this recording is the ever-imaginative Igor Levit. So before we chat about this rather intriguing collection of variations, let's hear a track from Bach's Goldberg Variations. It's Variation 29. That was Variation 29 from J.S. Bach's Goldberg Variations, performed here by Igor Levit on a brand new recording of three piano variations by Beethoven, Bach, of course, and Rzhevsky, an intriguing collection of variations. I think Igor Levit sees these variations as the three greatest piano variations, of course, missing out those by Brahms and by Rachmaninoff. So, you know, this is quite, with Rzhevsky in particular, quite a controversial choice.
I suppose in many ways it is. I don't think a lot of people would argue with the idea that Bach's Goldberg Variations and then Beethoven's Diabelli Variations, I mean, they're sort of unarguably masterpieces and Everest of the keyboard repertoire. But the Rzhevsky is perhaps a much less well-known choice. Igor Levit, he is a friend of the composer, has become a friend of the composer, having commissioned him to write a small piano piece for him. And they sort of developed this relationship, and now he really has this huge respect and belief in his music. And so it makes a fascinating companion, and I really think actually all three work together fascinatingly as a set.
I mean, let's go back to the Bach, actually, because it's interesting that this is even on this recording, because I think a few years ago, Igor Levit wouldn't have recorded the Bach. He thought it was purely a harpsichord piece. Of course, it's written for two keyboards, and the crossing of the hands it makes for just huge challenges on a single keyboard. So it is interesting that he seems to have changed his mind. He got to the point, he said in the programme notes, where he couldn't not record them. I think he does them rather well. I have to say that I think, we were discussing this earlier, you said the two most successful variations are the Beethoven and the Rzhevsky. I feel too that the Bach is perhaps a little too refined and perhaps a little too gentle, but it is beautifully performed, though, and phrased.
I think, it does feel like a pianist interpretation, and I really did admire it. He's only performed it in public for the first time very recently in Heidelberg. And I think perhaps compared to how internalised and sort of how, I wouldn't say personal, but how it is original, but how internalised his interpretations of the other two pieces are. I felt like this probably had slightly less of his personality than in the other two works. But at the same time, it has his intelligence and his clarity that you always get in his piano playing.
I agree. And actually, I think one of the more successful tracks is the Variation 11, which really does show the crisscrossing of the hands and how successfully he does it. And it's one of the more, one of the more gentle variations, one of the variations that many musicians play more gently, if you like, if they perform it on the piano. I think it's a remarkable variation and articulated and phrased beautifully.
Thank you.
So that was variation number 11 from Bach's Goldberg Variations, played here by Igor Levit on his brand new Sony Classics album. Also on the disc, on the disc collection, is the Beethoven Diabelli Variations, notoriously difficult both to play and possibly to unfathom in many ways. A huge contrast here, I think, in his approach. I think Igor Levit, I think, plays this with a huge amount of colour, much more than he does the Bach.
I think what he gets in this piece is the huge number of different moods and characters and that variety, and that really, really does come across well here. You know, and there's a lot of humour, which he really brings out as well, and he brings out the rhythmic games and the melodic games and all the fun that Beethoven's having with his theme. Because I think it can seem quite a forbidding sort of work somehow. It has this reputation, but actually there's a lot of wit and a lot of fun in it. And I think that's something that Igor Levit brings out brilliantly.
And it's slightly eccentric and slightly unhinged as well. It's sort of Beethoven in a sort of whirlwind mode, I suppose.
Well, this next track that I think we should hear is sort of Beethoven in whirlwind mode, which is the Presto. It's variation 10. And again, you'll hear, well, in fact, we'll hear the whole variation because it's very short. And you can hear again Igor Levit's his energy there and his sense of articulation, the lovely touch that he has.
Of course, this work's not Beethoven all completely in helter-skelter mood. You really do get the tender side of Beethoven as well, and that brings out the rich expressive playing of Igor Levit, especially in variation 31, the Largo Molto Espressivo, a variation that really looks back to Bach and forward very much to Chopin.
That was the Largo Molto Espressivo, variation 31 from the Diabelli Variations. And I think there as well, you get a real sense of the sort of humanity and heart that Igor Levit's playing has. It does have this sort of cool quality in some ways, but at the same time, it's never as cool as, say, Pellini's playing or, you know, he's not a flamboyant player either. He sort of finds, there's a sense of balance, I think, to everything that he does, which
there's
works
a
very well.
There's a real sense that he sounds like a terribly cold word to say, but researched this piece so well. He's really worked out exactly what he wants to say in each variation, and he does it so brilliantly and so sort of hits it so squarely on the head. I think it's just wonderfully exact playing, but injected with so much character.
Yes, well, talking to him, he describes his love of the variation form. It's something that sort of appeals to his personality, I think. This idea that you go on a journey with a musical idea and at the end it's been transfigured. So you are the same, but you're also different. And I think perhaps as well the sort of mathematical side of these three pieces, they're very carefully constructed. I wonder if that appeals to him. There's something as well that he's done three albums for Sony Classical, Beethoven, Bach, and then he's ended with this that little group of three with this triumphant trio of variations. So I sort of wonder if he appreciates all those little games and of games of numbers as well.
I'm sure he does, and I'm sure there is a reason why the Rejewski is disc three. It's a real sort of something to pull out of the hat, and something triumphant, I think. And you talk about the sort of transformation of the theme. I mean, goodness, how much transformation is possible?
He does everything with it, doesn't he?
Frederick Rejewski, really, I mean, the people People United Will Never Be Defeated, I should probably explain, is a Chilean popular song which was popularized, well, really popularized after President Allende was overthrown in Chile. And this was a real cry from the people for freedom and liberty. And for them, it is a song that resonates so much, I think, even today. And it was a piece that was commissioned by Rzhevsky in 1975. And the theme is absolutely beautiful.
And very catchy. And when once you heard it, it just stays in your head, sort of going round and round. It's a real earworm.
So let's give you that earworm now. Let's hear track one from disc three. It's the theme of Rzhevsky's The People United Will Never Be Defeated. That was the very alluring, very attractive theme. The People United Will Never Be Defeated. And Rzhevsky does the most incredible things with the theme. A lot of it in quite a romantic language, some of it in serialist language, some of it improvisation. And he also instructs the pianist to whistle and slam the lid of the piano. You know, this is a sort of music that seems to encompass every moment of 20th century music and perhaps a little bit of the 19th century.
It does. And actually, a theme that I think it has in common with the Beethoven is this quality of encompassing all human emotions. And I think Igor Levit as well feels that, as well as the sort of musical games that you play when you're writing variations, it's this idea that it encompasses the whole world and human experience that lifts it above other variation sets. And I think that's why he's decided to include it in this program.
I think it's probably one of the only pieces that instructs a pianist to improvise at the end of the work. And I think it will be quite fun to hear that.
It's quite intriguing, this improvisation, actually, because a lot of it is very still. The extract that we've chosen is actually when towards the end of the improvisation, when Igor Levit starts to sort of throw himself into it a bit more. But actually, in a way, what he does with it is sort of the opposite of what you would expect. And at the same time, and you might think that a pianist who's sort of so much a mixture of, I mean, has so obviously thought a lot about everything, perhaps the cliche is that he might not be happy to improvise, but I think he is very happy to improvise and does it very successfully.
And it's almost as if this whole work is improvised, isn't it, really? I mean, the variations are so different. You know, you're thrown from a very spare variation to one that's absolutely frantic, to one that's very calm, to one that's just totally outlandish. You really don't know what you're getting next if you're hearing it for the first time. They're totally unrelated. In many ways, it's very much like the Diabellis.
Yes, yeah. Well, should we hear that the extract now from the improvisation, which comes just before the return of the theme, actually, at the end of the piece?
So that was the final variation in the remarkable Frederick Rzhevsky Variations, which ends this three-disc set of Bach, Beethoven and Rzhevsky on Sony Classical, the January issue recording of the month. And so that brings us to the end of our discussion this time. Join us next month when we'll be discussing the February issue's recording of the month. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.